From Queensland, this is VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. The text edition is available by contacting Q News at wia.org.au.
The biggest change in decades. That is how members of the Ipswich and District Radio Club are describing the impressive renovations and extensions to the clubhouse in Deebing Street. We'll have more on that in the coming weeks as the project nears completion. Club President Peter, VK4SIR, and the committee remind members the first business meeting of the year will be next Saturday morning, January 28, at 10 a.m. This will be followed by a BYO barbecue. So please bring your preferred cuts and salads to enjoy fellowship after the meeting. Yesterday, the 21st of January, Ipswich City Council presented the club with a City of Ipswich medallion at the annual Australia Day Award ceremony. Local councillor Andrew Antonelli nominated the club for the award in recognition for making a positive difference to our city through the hobby of amateur radio. And finally, a reminder for members that if you're not receiving regular club emails, please contact the secretary at vk4wip.org.au and include your name and call sign. Reporting from Ipswich, this is Alan, VK4 Hotel India Tango.
Hello, I'm Jeff Emery, VK4ZPP, and I've been thinking. The age of amateur chivalry is not dead. In spite of the attitudes that pervade certain parts of the internet, that all is fair when it supports your attitudes, there are still those amateurs who adhere to the belief that helping another amateur is part of the hobby. We've recently transferred from a rural abode to a moderate-sized piece of real estate in town. One of the perennial problems of the ham fraternity is having enough land to have a proper antenna for HF. When you live in the suburbs. My less than calibrated eye indicated that with some judicious rigging a suitable antenna would fit in the backyard. Then the search for suitable designs began and various ideas were checked over and the pluses and minuses of each weighed against each other. Then a post on a group website came up in the search and this design seemed to tick the boxes. But there always has to be a but. And this was the lack of detail as to the theory behind the design, which was displayed with the diagram and measurements. However, this post was from an author whom I have enjoyed reading for many years in amateur radio magazine, and a quick check gave me his email contact. After some diffidence, I hit the keyboard and sent a message explaining that I could only find this one post, and was there a link that I could use? Shortly afterwards, I had a reply which answered the questions in my head. The design has been published, and when a copy can be sourced, it will be on its way to me. Now, we have never had a contact or met, but this amateur gave me the courtesy of proper reply, not a brush-off or an ignore that may have been the case via the net. So the age of chivalry is not dead, and long may it live. I'm Jeff Emery, and that's what I think. How about you?
From Queensland, this has been VK4WIA and the weekly Q News Amateur Radio News Service. We thank our rebroadcast team and you for listening. And remember, internet text of this news is available by dropping a note to Q News at wia.org.au.